Welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams, and thank you for joining us again on the broadcast or podcast. Yesterday's message focused on who we are created and recreated in Christ to be, and each of us has a calling, gifting, and assurance in Christ that God has an incredible purpose for us in His kingdom and for His glory. Now, if you're listening at WJMM 99.1, thank you. Spread the word. Invite your family, friends, and loved ones to join us as well there, Central Kentucky Christian Radio. But you can also listen to podcasts or hear videos in various places. Number one is WJMM.com. Go there and you can click on the podcast tab near the upper right. And then on the Love and Lordship links, that's the name of our ministry from which the authority of love springs. And there you can find today's and the previous 2 days' messages. You can go to loveandlordship.com and find many things. You can find a variety of podcasts, videos, and articles. Articles always have linked scriptures, so you can find those there. You can click on the Vimeo tab down near the bottom middle, or the Podbean, or others, and find videos and podcasts there as well. Contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com as well. Love to hear from you. Love to engage with you. Let's have some dialogue about these series and these messages. Even if you disagree, I'd love to have a dialogue with you. That's fine. We both can learn, right? So thank you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for sharing, inviting others to join us. Now remember, as we're in this identity in Christ, in case you're just joining us or today's maybe your first time, we are in a second major series. The first one was the names of God, and the purpose of that was for us to fulfill the first and greatest command: know and love God with all that we are. The second series is identity in Christ, which is knowing and loving who we are in Christ, so we begin to move into and mature in fulfilling the second greatest command. These first few identifiers in this series give us assurance of God's acceptance of us in Christ. In today's message, we're going to find out what the grace and mercy of God extended to us in Christ has done for us, what it has removed from us that we no longer need to be weighed down with. In other words, what He has rescued us from, right? We're also going to find out what it has freely given us, and there is much. We need to be grateful in all things, because in Christ, what we discuss today is always true. This covers a lot, so let's start with our focus verse, and it's a powerful one. Romans 8:1, here in the identity in Christ, our fourth in this series, knowing and loving who you are in Christ. Romans 8:1 says this: "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." We're talking now about our security in Christ. We've been accepted. Now we find that we're secure in Christ, and what that looks like according to His truth, and knowing that our identity is defined by and secured in Him. Did you know that because He has saved all who believe, that as a believer, you are forever free from condemnation? Now, don't stop at verse 1, even though that's powerful. There's much more that backs that up. This does not mean that you can claim grace. Thank you for your grace. Matter of fact, Paul had just addressed that in Romans 6. And keep on sinning. But it means knowing that you've been saved by grace through faith, you continue to walk in that identity. Remember yesterday, go back and listen to yesterday's. We're not only saints, we walk like saints, living in that grace through faith. Romans 8 goes on to tell us that those who are no longer condemned because they are in Christ and walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Your new identity in Christ, His love for you and yours for Him, compels you to walk away from the things of the flesh and selfish desire, and in surrender to Him, walk in the Word and Spirit. If you're not doing that, the question has to be asked, did I really receive that gift? Am I really walking in that faith and the grace that He's given? If you are, this is truly your identity in Christ. Know that you can daily and moment by moment, I say that to a lot of the young men and couples that I disciple, you can daily and moment by moment choose to walk out the truths of His Word and Spirit. Walk like a saint. That's what He's done for you and me and all who believe, in abolishing the works of the law that none of us could keep. And therefore, identity was that of sin and failure. If it's left up to us, that's what our identity is. Christ has changed every bit of that. He took all of that on himself, the sin, the burden, the debt, and gave us, bequeathed to us, made us joint heirs, this new identity with no condemnation that we can now grow in according to his life, his spirit in us. Have you received and accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord? Submitted to him, surrendered to him? Are you now walking and growing in your new identity in which sin and the flesh do not rule over you? Are you growing in that, right? It is a process. Discipleship and sanctification mean being set apart for what God created and recreated you in Christ to be. I have to ask this, are you claiming Christ as Savior and still walking according to the flesh? If you are, then you're condemned by your own flesh, by your sin. Spend time in the Word and prayer each day. Ask him to have his way in every part of your life as you walk in the new identity of his Spirit and in his Word and without condemnation. Now we continue in seeking God's Word of truth for who he says that you are, our identity. And the reality is that we are accepted and secure in Christ. We say that often because it's true. Those are good places to be if we will let them sink in and walk accordingly again by faith through grace. Building on that just mentioned truth in Christ and walking in his Spirit that we were just talking about, we are free from any condemnation as Christ paid the price. He took care of it. Even if we stumble in our walk, as we are maturing it, as we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. And he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. I don't have to pay that price. He's already paid it. There may be a consequence that I need to learn from. You see? Does that sound familiar from yesterday's? If you heard that, if not, go back and listen to it. What does this mean? Well, it means that Christ has taken and abolished any sins, wrongdoing, any accusations that the enemy or our own mind and flesh bring against us. We are free from any of those charges. Romans 8, 31 through 34. Go read it. We've been on that chapter for a couple of days. The question is, will you reject the now false charges from the flesh, the world, and the enemy and walk in his forgiveness, freedom, and righteousness? That's who you're out. You are, your identity in Christ. Or will you allow the enemy to deceive and shame you into walking back into and committing those sins again, giving into your flesh, the world, the culture, the enemy? You have a choice. That's why there's love. You have free will. You have a choice. He has taken that punishment for your sins as well as made you righteous. He literally became sin and took our sin nature and our sins so that we who believe are now made righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Go check that out. It's a powerful scripture in our identity. Yet another familiar promise from his word that should strengthen us in our walk and the assurance and security of who we are in Christ. Walk in that truth and believe, and there can be no charge held against you because he's already paid it, taken it. Are you walking in that kind of forgiveness and freedom in Christ? You can. God is on your side. Christ and the cross and the empty tomb are proof of that. So who can stand or bring any charges against you? That's in Romans 8 again. I believe it's verse 37. This is who you are in Christ. I hope you're seeing how loved you are by God and his acceptance of you in Christ and realizing that you're secure in him. As long as you remain in him, walking by spirit, not in the flesh, nothing can shake you. If you are being shaken, know he is there to make and keep you secure. Check your relationship with him. And we continue with this assurance of security as we realize in his word that we will always have what we need. It's another form of security. Not all we want, because God knows us better than we know ourselves and loves us too much to give us the selfish desires of our heart. He wants to prune those and teach us and train us away from those. Look at Philippians 4:19. He will supply all of your riches in out of his glorious riches in Christ. I mean, supply all your needs, I'm sorry. We have this because of, again, his grace, undeserved favor, and mercy, undeserved forgiveness and pardon that Christ gave us. We now can receive all the help we need. Hebrews 4:16 reiterates that. Grace and mercy are the greatest needs we have, for without them we could not hope to be saved, to know him, or be assured of our eternal salvation in Christ. Because Christ has paid the price, God's perfect grace and mercy have been extended to us in gifts that we could never deserve. Salvation, sanctification, blessings, eternal life, and so much more. And also in the pardon and forgiveness that we can in no way earn. But Christ has made it so that we have help for every need. That's not just we get what we need in provision, but we don't have to deal with the sins and the brokenness if we will turn and confess and repent of those and walk away. We've been forgiven. We can come boldly and humbly into God's presence because Christ has made us holy, completely forgiven, set apart. Christ, we can now enter into God's presence and whole, healed. Even, I have back and neck problems from years of ball and a farm and other things, but I walk in healing. I may have pain, but God's word said I'm healed by Christ's stripes, so I am. I'm perfect in God's sight, even as I continue to mature in his grace and mercy, becoming more like Christ. How reassuring is that? Do you know that regardless of what you've done or where you've been, you can freely receive his gift of grace and mercy at any time that covers every real need that you have because he is the only way. He will see you through no matter what. I pray that you know him and you accept and receive that grace and mercy by faith. Closing out with our food for thought again, how reassuring is all of this? Do you know that regardless of what you've done or where you've been, you can have all of that because Christ has paid the price on the cross, risen from the tomb, and freely given it to us. We couldn't do it. We couldn't earn it. No way. We don't deserve it. He's done that part. You simply have to accept and submit and surrender to him. It covers everything you need. He will see you through no matter what you face. I pray that you know him and his grace and mercy. If you don't, contact us at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love to share more with you. Action items. Read the scriptures in this message and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number two, journal what you've learned about your identity in Christ in this episode. Number three, make a list of those things that you're insecure about. Number four, pray about that list and ask the Lord to show you in his word and by his spirit that he is your assurance and security in every trial and uncertainty. Join us again tomorrow as we continue with this Identity in Christ series, knowing and loving who we are in Christ. Invite family, friends, loved ones, enemies to join us to hear this incredible message of grace and mercy. That Jesus Christ not only is Savior, but is Lord in every part of our lives and relationships. Again, go to loveandlordship.com for more. You can find many things there. It's a give tab. If you feel led to give, then please follow through. Click on that. Take you a minute or two. Once or ongoing, thank you very much. All donations are tax deductible. If not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who he wants you to give to. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for Bill Reeser and Encounter. And at 12:45, check out Greg Horn and Hope is Here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.